Yeah, cast your mind back. Do you remember the drawings that you drew, you know, way back when you were, what, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old? And the pictures, you were asked to draw a picture of your mum or your dad, and they were invariably a stick figure, either that or a sort of a round blob often. How would you feel, though, if the drawing that you were putting down on paper way back then was able to tell you what kind of brain you had that you were going to develop into? Researchers in the Netherlands have been looking at how these human stick figure drawings can help identify giftedness in children. Sven Matheson is a developmental psychologist at the Centre for the Study of Giftedness at Radboud University in the Netherlands, and is the co-author of this study into what stick figure drawings may reveal about our kids. Hello, Sven.
Hi. Yeah.
Are you much of a drawer yourself?
I'm not much all myself, no.
Tell us about this research. How can something as simple as a stick figure tell us what's going on in the brains of a small child?
Yeah, that is the question, right? Well, that is exactly what we try to find out right now. It's not only stick figures, it's full human figure drawings. So not just... in the theory, we found some suggestions that we might look into the differences between the drawings of gifted children and non-gifted children. And now this first study made clear that there are differences. We are now investigating further.
Okay. So when you say gifted, I guess there's a few different interpretations. How do you classify a gifted child?
Well, that's a difficult question, since any answer I'm going to give will have some people disagreeing with me.
Okay.
We took, for this population, we took children who followed full-time gifted education in schools in the Netherlands.
Right, okay.
So they were identified by, diagnostic assessment.
Okay, so but it's not straight IQ, is it? It's a sort of broader range?
Right. It's not only IQ. IQ often is a very important criteria. Mostly, they say 130 and above. But in terms of giftedness, when you look at the theory, it's much more than just IQ. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the drawings and what were the details on these drawings that helped identify a gifted child.
Yeah, so... We examined the drawings of those gifted and non-gifted children, and we were looking for those items that were only drawn by gifted children and items that were only drawn by non-gifted children. And, well, some of the drawings, details that were only drawn by gifted children were, for instance, freckles or braces, a head from the side, a goatee. There was a list of a total of 30 items that we found, but we can't be really conclusive yet on those, so we can't say if your child draws a goatee, then he or she is for surely gifted. So it's not that simple.
Well, what about if the parent goes and draws a goatee on the child's drawing? Hopefully that will help. No, probably not. Give us a bit of an idea, though, of where the child's I guess where the brain development is going with this. Is it just a matter of they've got more electrical information going on in their heads, they're just noticing more things?
I don't know. That's an interesting thing we could hopefully find out too. What we think is that, well, creativity is a very important factor when considering giftedness. So our hypothesis is that because of these creative capabilities the gifted children have, they are able to produce more novel drawings when asked to draw a human figure. So therefore we think they are able to draw more things apart from the human figure, for instance.
Yeah, okay. Look, it's really fascinating research. I wonder if you've had your own experience in these sorts of areas. 1-300-222-702 is the number here. Sven, the other side to this is, I mean, you mentioned that it's broader than just the IQ. Are you just identifying kids who have a better sense of, I don't know, is it spatial reasoning, is it observance, as opposed to other aspects of a gifted child, which may be computation, for example?
Well, at this point, we've only investigated those gifted children who were already identified, so they got full-time gifted education. So, I don't know if I fully understand the question correctly.
Okay. What I'm saying is, are you identifying kids who are just going to be great artists, or are you are you identifying children who have a is there a correlation between these sorts of identifiers and and other levels of giftedness, including IQ?
Well, when they make the drawings and when we examine them, we try not to assess artistic skills, because then you're completely measuring something else and assessing something else. So we now focus purely on what was drawn, and any representation was sufficient. So it wasn't necessarily about how well it was drawn, because then indeed you might measure artistic skills. But those spatial and visual motor skills, they have to be taken into account. Because if a child's visual motor development isn't that good, and he or she isn't able to really produce clear drawings, then the interpretation of the investigators might be different than from what the child has actually drawn.
Okay,
Sven, so that is an issue we have to conquer.
Okay, take into consideration. Sven Mathieson is with us this morning. He's a developmental psychologist at the Centre for Study of Giftedness at Radboud University in the Netherlands. George has called in from Picton. Hello, George.
Good morning.
You're a teacher.
Yeah. I'm loving the conversation and really looking forward to hearing more about the research. I just wanted to point out that, 30 plus years ago at uni, we were having similar conversations. The identification of gifted through drawing, and the other branch was through sense of humour.
Right.
As to non-academic indicators.
That's really interesting. Are you aware of that, Sven?
I wasn't aware of that conversation or that study. But humour, I think, is a very nice indicator, too. So if I can give an example, the task was to draw a full human figure. And one of the children drew a stick figure with an arrow saying, "Just kidding." And on the backside, there was a complete human figure drawing full of details.
Yeah.
So, humour is a good thing.
Yeah, so he scores on both levels there. Mark's from Newport. Morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning, Robbie.
Yeah, you drew a picture way back in kindy.
Yeah, it's a story of my family. Apparently, I drew a picture of my dad in the shower. and all the lady teachers wanting to meet my dad.
Right. They were wondering if the anatomical representation was 100% accurate, were they? I hope you were complimentary to your father, if that's the case then, Mark.
I think so.
Maybe a little bit overly complimentary. Yeah. Good on you. Thanks for the call. Sven, is this research going to be taken up by teachers in the Netherlands? Are you going to see this as a marker where children are going to be identified by these kinds of traits?
We are investigating how we can implement this. So we are now currently really at the start. This was the first explorative study. So what the future will bring, we have to look into that. But it would be very nice if, we could just take the drawings from at home and look for those exceptional items so we can get these children on the radar.
Yeah, okay. And
as early as possible.
There's probably a few adults right now sifting through shoeboxes at home looking for their drawings to say, please, please, let me have some of those identifiers. Hey, Sven, lovely to chat with you. Thanks very much for talking to us here in Sydney.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sven Mathieson, developmental psychologist at the Centre for the Study of Giftedness at Radboud University, and this idea that, the stick figures or the simple drawings that young children do, some of the extra detail on those figures is an indicator of giftedness. Morning. Meredith.
Morning.